Hiya, how you doing?
I'm not too bad. How are you finding your time in Donegal so far?
All right. Well, I only arrived late last night and then been out for a bit of a ride on my bike this morning, and there's some fantastic roads. The weather might have been a little bit cold, but there's some fantastic roads.
Well, I'm sure you're well used to cycling and training very hard in conditions like what you experienced this morning, are you?
Yeah. I mean, I'm from Yorkshire, so we've got lots of kind of similar roads and bad weather as well, but one of the great things about riding a bike is exploring new places, so I really enjoyed that this morning.
Yeah. You're a special guest here in Donegal for the weekend. Do you get much enjoyment of coming to events like this and I suppose giving back to the sport and giving back to athletes who are starting out?
Yeah, definitely. I'm passionate about kind of promoting triathlon and promoting what a fantastic sport is that anyone can have a go at. You know, it doesn't have to be someone who's mega fit and mega keen, but anyone can have a go at it, and that's why the event this morning was so good.
And it's amazing, particularly here in Donegal, and we've seen it in Ireland, and Michael will concur with us. Over the last couple of years, triathlon has become very, very popular. Is that the same in England, or is it across the world that triathlon is now becoming a hugely, hugely popular sport, Alistair?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely grown. The kind of anecdote I use a lot is that I've done triathlon for a long time, you know, the best out of 20 years now. And when I started, you say you did triathlon, and no one had known what it was, and then 5 or 6 years down the line, people would say, oh, you know, might know what it was. And a bit later, someone would say, oh, I might know what it was, and I know someone who's done it. And now, you know, you talk to people and say, oh, yeah, triathlon, I know someone who's done it, I've watched it on TV, think I'm doing one myself. So it's just that kind of progression in society has been absolutely incredible.
Let's recap back now over the last couple of years, and particularly your gold medal performance at the Olympic Games, and doing it on your home patch. It's special to get a gold medal, but when you can do it in your home country, it makes it even more special, Alistair.
Yeah, it was fantastic. Obviously, that being the focus of my kind of life, really. I'm a training for at least 4 years leading up to it. But yeah, it was a great day.
What's it like competing against your brother?
I mean, just so used to it, you know. We've done it since we were 4 or 5 years old, I think. And so we're used to it. And, you know, that started off in the garden and then at the local Yorkshire Champs. And then we ended up competing against each other at the Olympics. So it's just kind of what we do.
Yeah, and I'm sure you support each other when you are on courses at certain races. But the other flip side of that is you are highly competitive against each other when it comes down to the crunch as well.
Yeah, I mean, we support each other when we can, but at the end of the day, when it's push coming to shove and we have to race, we definitely race for it as well.
Yeah. And now looking ahead, obviously Rio next year is going to be your next big target, is it, Alistair?
Yeah, Rio is the next big target now. So I'm not looking past there at the moment. I'm going to slowly build up over the winter, get a good winter training, and then hopefully it'll all be good for Rio.
Yeah. Just finally, what's your standard training day now during the winter? What sort of hours do you have to put on?
It varies every day, but there's something about 30 hours of training, some longer days, some shorter days, and a bit more time in the gym than normal to get strong.